Can you use the Sanskrit and English letters? My dear mind, you have embraced the path of self-realization, yet you foolishly think that you are cleansing yourself by bathing in the pretentiously fierce qualities of deceit and fault-finding, which are compared to impure donkey urine. Factually, you are burning yourself and dragging the spirit soul like me into the fire. Adi, no, sixth shlok. When he talks about deceit, that means dishonesty. So that means dishonesty in regard to our Krishna consciousness or just in ordinary dealings.
Everything. Kapatakutinati. Kapatakutinati. Bharakara. My dear mind, you have embraced the path of self-realization. Yet you foolishly think that you are shaming yourself by bathing in the pretentiously fierce qualities of deceit and fault-finding, which are compared to impure donkey's view. Bhajanda kono bhakti no thakur. Kaliya dina
He tells about three different kinds of devotees. He explains three different kinds of devotees.
You understand?
A little. I don't understand the distinctions between the first two types of the devotees. To me, it sounds the same. Svanishta and Parinishtita. To me, his explanation sounds, I can't understand the
you
difference.
Are within Grihastha. And one is out of Grihastha.
Nirapeksha.
And Grihastha is telling what he is telling.
Says Svanishta becomes deceitful when he indulges in sense gratification.
The first Svanishta. He is in Grihastha life. He does, and what is favorable for him being in Varnashram Dharma? Varnashram Dharma, you know? After marriage, what he can do? He will do which is favorable for his Varnashram Dharma. For him, for his wife, for his children, and all these things. To be happy in this world. If Krishna Bhakti is helpful in that, that he will take them. And if they are not helpful in all these things, fulfilling his worldly desires, according to Varnashram, he will give up. He is Swanishta. Swa means Varnashram Dharma. He will pray God only for their pleasure. He will pray Krishna only to give wealth, renunciation, what? Pratishtha,
fame,
name, fame, and all worldly. But we will see that, he chanting so much, he is worshipping so much more than me. A man not worshipping like them, yet can be more than that in quality. Because he has no desires, but he has so many desires for it. So, Swanishth should give up their all desires. They should not pray anything from Krishna for their enjoyment and in loving worlds and getting their
satisfaction.
They should do all varnasham dharma so that they will have association of good devotees, pure devotees. Then they will do. So this is kapatata. I am doing ekadashi, any grihastha vaishnava, so honest. And he is fasting. Having no water, nothing, nirjala ekadashi, you know, he is doing. But for why he is doing? He is worshipping Krishna for so many hours, weeping. But why? Give me name and hand. Anyone is not weeping, but he is not, he has no desire any in worshipping, and only desire that you should make me your Das. But no, he cannot be. But yet he is more than that. So these are kapatata or sadhana. If anyone doing, I am doing Nirjala Ekadasi, I am chanting 32 rounds, 48 rounds, I am worshipping Krishna with so many things, with golden pots, with so many things, but not pure bhakti. It may. So these are kapatata. These are kapatata means? What is
it? That word I don't find here. What did you do?
This is kapatata. Kapata. What is the meaning of kapata? Kapata bhaktinasa.
That word in the verse? You don't know that word?
No.
Is it there?
Kapata.
No,
this time. Kapat
word in fifth slok. Oh. Kapat, kapat ye. Kapat tumhari isme English mein likha hua hai, isme translation mein.
Tumhari rakha tha.
Ye rakha.
Ye hai.
Kapata likha tha.
Kapat udina de. Are.
What is?
Asad Bharata. Asad Bharata Chesta.
Asad Bharata Chesta. Father, because Paas Ali is here. This is?
That's the fifth slope.
Huh?
Fifth?
Five.
Hmm.
No, I was
talking sixth. But that word isn't there in the sixth slope. This is the sixth. Maybe I copied it wrong.
You should read Swanishtha, but his...
You just explained that, Swanishtha. Then he mentions... He indulges in sense gratification in the name of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Instead of serving the pure-hearted devotees of the Lord, he serves rich and influential materialists.
He wants to meet and associate with rich persons. Why?
To make money and fame.
To take milk test. I'm going to that rich man. He will ask me and he will tell me, oh, take this rasagulla. Take so many things. You can give some dollars. उसको विदार कपड़ फादर
the next when he says putting on the robes of a renunciant he strives for worldly acclaim and honor then he explains about the parinishtita sada he makes an external show of strict adherence and dedication to spiritual life but inwardly is attracted to material subjects completely unrelated to krishna and prefers the association
but he does what is good for bhakti he can choose only the varnashram dharma or among varnashram dharma only the things which are helpful to bhakti not like first
oh he's more sincere
more sincere
but it says he prefers the association of
those
worldly minded custom,
those custom
traditions
traditional which are helpful to bhakti only he can choose not everything but they will choose they are not hankering after name and fame as they are but yet there is something like it they will think that oh I am Vaishnav I am Rashi Vaishnav I am qualified guru they will
aje mayapur ka
Gurudev, when he talks about the nirapeksha sadhak, the renunciant,
they are out of varnashram dharma. What is out of?
Says becomes deceitful when he considers himself to be very elevated devotee and exploits the renunciant's dress and status, looking down upon other devotees as if they were inferior.
Like me.
He collects objects and wealth far in excess of the basic requirements for a life of renunciation. No, you're not doing that.
I'm taking food, I'm taking all these things. But
then he's always in anxiety about collecting funds. Yet covers his deceit with a show of devotion.
These are all harmful for a devotee. Anyhow, the life should be
simple.
Very simple. I always. क्या हो गया? क्या? I always, but I think about you all. How to live peacefully and how to also go on daily bhajan also, and how to earn in the house something which is very essential for a life. If a person is independent in this. Then it will be harmful.
Independent in this?
He should not be dependent.
No.
He should be independent to do bhajan. If he is independent, then it is wrong. To other worldly persons. No? But he is independent, he is dependent to his guru. And well-wisher any Rasik Vaishnava, then to Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, he will be, he want to be independent, but not worldly luxurious persons and Vishayi Bhogi ka. They will spoil our life. So we should try to be pure like Raghunath Das Goswami. So here, nirpeksha should live or give up all the bad things which he has advised. And for others, swanishta and parinishta. He should always remember. You have written? I have to sign. Yeah.